This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of PT Talker. We're happy to have you joining us and listening to us as you do each and every week. We want to congratulate the winner of the Therapedia, winner of the best blog, Mike Reinold, is the winner of the best PT blog. We were in the running, happy to be nominated, but Mike took the honor. So we want to send out great congratulations to Mike and wish him all the best. And let him know we're right on his heels chasing him for best blog for next year. So thank you to Therapedia for doing that this year. Joining us on the line today is Tanis Quatre. And Tanis is the owner and who is a physical therapist. He owns Vantage Clinical Solutions. Tanis, welcome to PT Talker today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, anytime. Now, were you involved in, do you do a blog? Did I see your name on any of these Therapedia's blog thing or not?
Yeah, we do have a blog. It's called The Healthcare Entrepreneur. Okay. It can be accessed at thehealthcareentrepreneur.com. And you know what? I don't know that we were in the running, but I join you in your in tackling I guess it'll be the 2014 version, or would it be 2013 awards?
Oh gosh, now I have to worry about you too, as well as Mike. Okay, so
Okay,
the challenge is on. Okay, we draw the line in the sand. But hey, well again, thanks for joining us today. And you know, I obviously have a very successful practice where you consult and advise physical therapists who own their own clinics around the country. The reason I've asked you to be on PT Talker today was I wanted to talk a little bit about your thoughts regarding the state of private practice physical therapy as it relates to the healthcare reforms that are coming, and then get in. I know you've got some unique thoughts on how they might be positioned, but give us a little lay of the land. What do you know? What are you hearing? What are you seeing out there right now as it regards to 2013 and healthcare reform?
Yeah, well, you know, we spend a lot of time thinking about this, you know, on our own behalf as well as on behalf of our clients. You know, what's happening within private practice physical therapy, and you know, I would say that we share some of the same concerns that that our colleagues have with regard to reimbursement, access to care, referral networks, and so forth, which are becoming more and more of an issue or a challenge, I should say. But we do have an optimistic view of what's going on. We see that there's a unique opportunity for us as physical therapists in private practice right now, but it really does require that we recognize that opportunity. The biggest trend I think that we're seeing right now that I think we should respond to, or that I would love to see us be collectively responding to, is really this this trend towards consolidation of care. There's a lot of activity in the market right now for bringing multiple disciplines under one roof. So healthcare organizations such as hospitals are doing this. Private practice physicians are also doing this. Probably the most evident to us as physical therapists is the physician-owned PT model, where they're bringing physical therapy under one roof.
Yeah.
The same roof as the primary care medicine.
Okay. So when you talk about consolidation, you're not specifically talking about how private practitioners are selling their practices to the large physical therapy conglomerates. You're talking about PT, physician, maybe lab, maybe some other services all under one roof.
Exactly. I'm referring to this consolidation of integrated or multiple disciplines under one roof. Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. Good. All right. And so you're seeing that happen out there, and does that scare you? How does that make you feel?
Yeah. Well, it's certainly cause for attention. I think there's a lot of concern directed toward this, and rightfully so, because essentially what happens is with these integrated multidisciplinary practices, the flow of patients, which is how practices stay afloat. You know, we rely on the revenue from these patient visits. These patients are directed through a closed system that is all under one roof. So if you're on the outside and you do have a private practice and you're looking for referrals that have traditionally been easy to get just based on providing really good care and having good relationships, those referrals are now getting locked up in these closed systems, which makes it harder for the private practitioner to stay afloat.
Yeah. So now, do you see hospitals aggressively going after physical therapists, physical therapy practices like they did the physicians, or is that not a trend you're seeing right now?
Well, I'm not sure I can comment with any specific data on that. I do know that healthcare organizations employ large numbers of physical therapists, and they have for years. So I guess by one. I guess by that measure, yes, I would say that's the case. But what I'm seeing more of is in the physician market, in the physician practices, the physician private practices, they're looking for ancillary adjuncts to support their revenues, and physical therapy services is a prime target of that. So we're seeing this blossoming, I would say, of the physician-owned private practice market.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. So, but you've got some thoughts. I mean, if I were a physical therapy private practice owner listening to this, I'm like, oh, great. That's, you know, something else for me to worry about besides falling reimbursement and harder to find a therapist to work with me. But your take on it is do not panic.
Yeah. My take is pay very close attention and respond. So that would be more of sort of my call to action. It's not time to throw in the towel by any means. And the reason for that, if I take it we're ready for that, if I can kind of pose my glasses half full approach.
Yeah.
Okay. It's that with all of the attention on healthcare right now, with the Affordable Care Act, with the fact that consumers are responsible for more of the financial burden of their own care, consumers are paying a lot of attention to healthcare, and they're getting more
savvy.
I'm trying to think of the right word to say. Yeah, they're becoming much more savvy in that pursuit of good care, and so with that, the position that we can really own in physical therapy is that, or in private practice physical therapy is that by being a private practitioner, which is really a pure form of healthcare. If it's not affiliated with other services that would, you know, constitute referral for profit, so referring to other disciplines under one roof, what we're really doing is we're providing care the way that it was meant to be provided, which is to really take good care of people, compete in the marketplace based on providing the best care we can, providing the best customer service and support of our patients, and providing it at a cost that is affordable. So by doing that, and because patients are paying more attention to their pocketbooks and to how care is run, we can really start to own this position of providing pure care the way it was intended to be provided. So what I see as a concern for us in with regard to this integrated, consolidated type multidisciplinary approach, the fact that consumers are growing in their savvy and paying more attention because they're paying more out of pocket for their care, it really provides us with an opportunity to convince the consumer that private practice physical therapy is where they should get their care, and they should drive that choice rather than just trusting that these larger integrated systems are going to guide them towards the best care when that's not always the case.
Right. So, and practically now, how does that occur? Do private practitioners in their communities need to take ads in the paper? We had a guest on a couple of weeks ago who was doing just that, trying to inform his patients that, hey, they have a choice. The name of his program was It's Your Choice. But, you know, what are you recommending? What are you seeing? What is happening?
Yeah, so ads in the paper. You know, I guess my approach would be that the channels that are used to convey the message are going to be very much varied and dependent on what's going to be successful in a local market. So I don't think there's one channel per se that is the answer. I think the answer is really the focus on education and awareness to craft the right message that you do have a choice as a consumer. Ultimately, your physician does not drive where you need to go for care. You drive where you go for care, but you have to be an advocate. That's a really compelling message, and it's one that, if not crafted in that way, it's going to get lost in the noise of all of the other advertisements and messages that consumers are exposed to. So I think that's one key element, is that we need to focus on that as a value proposition, not just our own skills and credentials and why we're the best physical therapist in our market, but that our markets really do have a choice. So that's number one. And number two, I think that right now, us as physical therapists, as a profession, we really need to band together at a very large professional level, but we also have to band together in our local markets, where typically we've been competing head to head for some of the same patients. There is now an impetus for us to start working together to say, hey, listen, we're still going to compete. Okay, we're going to compete for patients by providing great care and crafting unique messages and physicians and so forth. But let's agree that it's in all of our interests, including the patients, to come together with awareness campaigns and awareness messaging that really supports the notion of physical therapy and choice of physical therapists as a provider. That's something that really we should be focusing on as well, because it does benefit all of us cumulatively.
A rising tide floats all boats model,
yes,
so to speak. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, so is there any of our national organizations then attacking that on everyone's behalf, or is it still too in its infancy?
No, I would say that I am I'm very much in support of the APTA's efforts. They have, within the last, I believe it's 3 years now, launched the Move Forward PT campaign, which is a very consumer-driven campaign, or at least there are elements of it. I think they're doing a fantastic job with that. I always think that there's more that can be done, of course. But the APTA is very supportive of this notion. The private practice section is also very supportive of these efforts, and provide us with great venues for education and sharing of knowledge at the annual conferences and so forth. I believe that there's some efforts that are underway kind of at a national level that are supportive. But I really think that, like, my biggest call to action is really in that sort of grassroots approach that if we as physical therapists in private practice really have the awareness and we understand what the issues are and that we do have a unique position in the market right now, I really think that the best solutions are going to come from those private practices in those local markets that are coming together to come up with solutions that are the most relevant within those markets. So I don't think that there's really a time or an ability for us to kind of sit back and wait to see what the APTA or the private practice section does for us. I think we need to take everything that they're doing, leverage as much of that as we can, but let's be very agile and very aggressive with our approach to our own market, and let's not wait for somebody else to come up with a solution for us.
Good advice from Kenneth Quatray, who is our guest on PT Talker today. He is the owner of Vantage Clinical Solutions. He's a consultant, 13-year physical therapist in his own right. He helps physical therapy owners do better on their back office types of best practices in their clinic. So how would someone reach you if they wanted to reach out to you, Kenneth?
Our website is www.vantageclinicalsolutions.com, and my email address, I'm very open by email, and I provide a lot of free advice just by people pinging me, and that's just Tannus, TANNUS, @vantageclinicalsolutions.com, And don't hesitate to reach out to me by Twitter at Tanus Quatre. So at TanusQuatre.
Okay, and also be sure and check out his blog. All right, well, thank you for joining us. I want to appreciate, extend my appreciation to you, Tanus, for taking the time out of your busy day today.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, well, everyone out there, it's free to subscribe to PT Talker. All you do is go to www.pttalker and a little box up in the upper right-hand corner. You can subscribe free. Make sure you tell that physical therapist working right at the table next to you that our information is free and hopefully will help you help someone get well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.